This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So COVID really has hankering, and it's just gunning for our testicles. I can't tell you how many times we are hearing in the news that it will decrease fertility, decrease sex drive, cut our testosterone, shrink the testicles. And I know some of you like are saying, wait, Dahlia, you're saying our testicles. You don't have testicles. That's okay. You know, as a woman, I can just tell you how much I appreciate what you men go through and what you men have, that I am going to stand with you and toe the line. I am going to stay the line, stay the course with you guys. I am going to stand there in that fight. You know, even though I might not personally have testicles, and I think all of us women should be at your side while you guys are fighting COVID, because your testicles are our testicles. And there is no way I could stand by and let COVID ravage your sperm and ravage the epididymis, the vas, and everything else that, you know, is a part of that, you know, entity, without, you know, having my say or, you know, falling on the sword for you guys. So there is, yes, this is an our problem. Every woman on this planet, everybody on this planet should realize that if one testicle drops, we all drop. So I'm here with you every step of the way. So, you know, COVID, I told you guys this, you know, I'm at, the vaccines, yes, they may help prevent a hospitalization, death, but we learned something with Omicron where despite our being vaccinated, despite being boosted, a lot of us got it, and we were ticked. In fact, I was talking to a friend of mine who said, I feel so violated. I did the mask, I avoided it, and I still got it. This got into me, you know, and I think a lot of people feel violated, not only because it's going after their testicles, but there's even women with vaginal ulcers and things like that. I mean, there's some bad things that this COVID does. But I think people are ticked now more than ever because they thought it was avoidable. We were told from the government this whole time that if you do what we say, you won't get COVID or you won't get, you know, the sequelae of COVID. Meanwhile, here came Omicron. Mask, no mask, vaccine, no vaccine. People got it. Which is another reason why I think the CDC is a little bit slow on giving us all the data. Because I think people are fed up and they're ticked. And they're going to want better vaccines. They're going to want, you know, other sorts of interventions. We're going to also want access to Paxlovid, the Pfizer medication for COVID. Well, this study is now, you know, really a punch in the crotch because we're being told that COVID can actually shrink your testicles. Now, I'm like yours, okay? Man, I don't want anything shrinking. I could use a little bit of, you know, some of my body parts shrunk a little bit. So if I could kind of review some of the studies. Back in July, Sansone et al. And researchers published an article in Journal Endocrinology Endocrinol Invest, okay, discussing how erectile dysfunction could be a consequence of COVID-19. So the endothelial dysfunction, the subclinical hypogonadism, the psychological distress, impaired pulmonary hemodynamics all contributed to the onset of erectile dysfunction. Not to mention, COVID-19 could exacerbate cardiovascular conditions. So for those of you who don't realize that erectile dysfunction is not just a genital thing, but it's a cardiovascular thing, when your cardiovascular system gets affected by COVID, it ends up affecting your ability to erect. So that makes, I mean, that makes sense. We've talked about that on the show. Vascular compromise also if you have vascular compromise of the male sex organ, well, then you're not going to be producing that much testosterone. Hence, studies have shown that you have lower testosterone. So, Kavan et al. Found testosterone levels to significantly drop in those who had severe COVID from their pre-COVID levels. Those with low testosterone also are expected to fare worse, which means we spoke about this. But you know how we're worried about people with low vitamin D levels? If somebody has low testosterone levels, they might, in the male category, because women seem to still do better than men with COVID, even though they still can die and get severe COVID. But if you are deficient in something, that could put you at risk. So deficient testosterone levels were found to be a risk factor also. So not only do we have to, you know, keep an eye on your vitamin D, we have to keep an eye on your testosterone levels. So they had suggested that it would be recommended at the time of COVID diagnosis to test your testosterone, and men with low levels of sex hormones who test positive for COVID-19, giving them testosterone might improve their prognosis. And so there was something I wanted to say about that in terms of getting tested. Oh, yeah. Those people who are low, though, on testosterone, they might already have other medical issues. Like, if you're low on testosterone, I check you for diabetes. I check you for a variety of things. Because if your testosterone is low, that might be a signal that there's other things going on with your health, thyroid, et cetera. So, you know, a lot of times it's concomitant with other things. But now we have a study in hamsters, and this is the most scary of the studies. University of Hong Kong researchers found that if infected with COVID, it will shrink the testicles. It could also affect fertility, also affect sex drive. And when we looked at 120 days post-infection, so we're not talking just a week or two, some minor shrinkage. We are looking at a testicle going from this size to this size. And I have the pictures. It's on my Facebook. It's on my website. It's on my Twitter. That's pretty significant. And if it lowers testosterone, if it lowers sperm counts, if it lowers the testicles, it obviously affects fertility. So was that the plan? Now, you know, in nature has a way of dealing with overpopulation by plague, by infectious disease. You know, or was this the plan with China? I don't like to fuel conspiracy theories, but, you know, did China know that this was going to have a predilection for the testicles and that it could affect fertility, and this was a way to limit population? Was SARS-CoV-2 designed to decrease fertility so people had less children? I don't know. But all I know is we keep getting study after study that COVID likes our testicles. Even mine, that I don't have. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. That was not a beer can, I swear. All right, so the U.S. Freedom Convoy, it's coming. And the U.S. Freedom Convoy is, I believe, planning on descending upon D.C. at the time of the State of the Union. It is the Freedom Convoy. It converged in Ottawa, obviously, last month, was broken up by police over the weekend. And now it is going to, or it is, tracking across the United States to go to Washington, D.C. They have been preparing for thousands of truckers who will come to the U.S. Capitol in the coming days, which means supply chain issues. Just be prepared. Now, mind you, I love truckers. I totally get what the truckers are doing. I do. And I understand their frustration because these truckers have busted their butts for us throughout the pandemic. They didn't take off. They still left their families. They still put themselves at risk. And they have obviously, you know, survived throughout the pandemic. Some of them even got their vaccine. They got their vaccine, but they just don't want the mandates. And nobody's listening. Nobody's listening when it comes to the mandates. And, you know, there's you know, data confusion and the FDA worker who got caught on camera saying, you know, look, you know, this brings in more money. It's revenue driven, the policies on vaccines. And so, you know, and a trucker, he's in his cab by himself. He's in his, you know, you're really going to take his job away? And, you know, the funny thing is when you interview truckers, all right, they don't do it for the money because they're so grossly underpaid. These truckers are doing the job because they're Americans. They want to support their family, but, you know, it's their job is crucial. Their job keeps us alive. The medical supplies you get, the food you get, it comes from the truckers. And so when they are like, look, don't be messing with our livelihood, when they step up and take that risk of going to jail, government needs to kind of wake up and realize, you know, what exactly it is they're doing. So they say state and local law enforcement have now called in support from the National Guard, anticipating this massive convoy. They think it's going to come between late February and late March. The truckers have requested a permit from the National Park Service to allow 1,000 to 3,000 to gather in the nation's capital. National Guard troops are reportedly being deployed as of Tuesday to remain in place until the end of March. Wouldn't it just be easier to say, look, guys, you know, we're going to, you know, kind of roll back some of these mandates, some of these rules? Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the department has received a request for assistance from the U.S. Capitol Police and the D.C. Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. Those agencies have asked for National Guard personnel to provide support at traffic control points in and around the district to help the USCP and D.C. government address potential changes stemming from possible disruptions. No decisions have been made yet to approve these requests. Two tow trucks were spotted early, because I guess they're going to want to tow trucks where people just, you know, leave their truck and say, that's it, it's all yours. The owner of the towing company told Fox News that the city of D.C. hired them for, quote, public work that could last up to 10 days. And, you know, it's interesting because people are like, the truckers are not going to be violent. They're not going to, again, we don't know what happened, where things, you know, like with the January 6th riots, you had tens of thousands of people at that, you know, that rally to listen to Trump, show their support. But then a handful of them, you know, decided to, all right, guys, let's go and let's do this. And again, we still are very confused as to, you know, who were the, you know, I mean, who decided to instigate this. And there's always some people that are like, you know what, I'm done. I'm fed up, I'm done. And, you know, not all, you know, thousands of people in a cause can control, you know, everybody. And so there can be that chaos when you have that many people fed up, them already thinking they have nothing to lose, which is something that I look at with the January 6th, you know, a Capitol storming, where it, to me, you saw, you know, people, we saw, I mean, you know, grandmas and grandpas there. You just kind of had that exhaustion from people saying we have nothing to lose. And so when you say, all right, all these people involved in the convoy are going to lose their jobs, or like what happened in Canada, where a woman who makes a minimum wage and is a single mom of two lost access to her bank account because she donated $50 to the convoy, you have people going, you know what, I don't care about being thrown in jail. At this point, I have nothing to lose. Now, for me, I wouldn't make that choice because there's a lot to lose. Me as a doctor, I have, you know, patients to help. I have, you know, I have so many other roles. But I really admire those people that are, you know, trying to make the country a better place. There's debate on whether this is making the country a better place or not. And I understand that, and everybody can have an opinion on that. But when I see what truckers do, and the risk they're taking, You know, it's really gutsy. And a lot of them, since they were vaccinated, they're doing it for their coworkers. I mean, how many healthcare workers wanted to do the same, wanted to strike and walk out because their colleagues were fired? The problem is, you know, even though what the truckers are doing is still life and death, giving us food and supplies and things like that, you know, for medical professionals, it's harder. People have always asked, they go, why aren't the doctors and the nurses fighting these mandates? And it's because doctors and nurses aren't very political. Some are. Dr. Oz now is getting political. But it's because our priorities are patients first. And even though we understand that there's long run and there's long games to this, you know, there was in my neck of the woods, they were like, okay, we're all going to strike, you know, because of the malpractice laws. The problem is I had some very sick patients I had to take care of that day. It's really hard. And I understand people say, look, you know, just like, you know, in a war, you're sacrificing a small amount for the good of others. I couldn't justify that or reconcile that in my brain, that for my malpractice future in terms of awards, somebody dying in my practice and in my office, because I just couldn't do that because that was more for me. But, you know, but what the truckers are now doing, that's for everybody. And so it's a different cause. You know, and there are a lot of medical professionals that really feel that the shots should be mandated. But there's a lot saying, look, you know, I support the vaccine, I just don't support the mandate. It's just you're probably not going to see that anytime soon because the hospitals are overwhelmed and their loyalty is to the patients. It's not the patient's fault that public officials are making all these rules, all these, you know, and so doctors and nurses aren't going to necessarily strike. It's been asked, but no, I don't see that, you know, that happening. People ask, well, why doesn't the media strike? Well, people want the media off the air. I mean, if we could go a day or two without all the BS that we're seeing on TV or hearing sometimes, you know, the world might take it as a vacation. So I'm not sure what's going to end up coming of D.C., but how it's going to affect you or I is as these truckers are fighting for their cause and fighting for a lot of people's cause, we're going to have supply chain issues. We're going to, and, you know, people have under, and that's another thing, too. I think truckers are underappreciated. Look at how the healthcare workers felt underappreciated getting fired when they were just heroes 2 years ago during the pandemic. And I think people don't appreciate what truckers do. And they're going to when the country gets shut down because truckers are not going to be, you know, doing their supply. Now, there might be some plan on emergency supplies still being sent and hospital supplies and things like that. So I haven't really looked at the inner workings because Facebook keeps shutting, I think, everything down. But, I mean, my guess is, you know, truckers that need to give supplies to hospitals, you know, I think some of that might still go on. But for a lot of the other things you guys are waiting for, your shampoo, your enemas, your Amazon, you know, thing, it's, and I don't know if delivery drivers are going to be a part of this, so it's going to be interesting to see. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and its allies continue to promise a strong response today after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered troops into Ukraine hours after he formally recognized two Moscow-backed breakaway regions in the eastern part of the country. While the Biden administration continues to offer diplomacy, retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg said on Fox News, the time for talk is over.
I'd tell the president, if I was advising the president, we're done with talking. You tell Putin, you play your cards, we're going to play our cards and play hard. You know, Putin appreciates strength, and we're not portraying strength at all. This whole idea about, well, let's talk again, it's not going to work.
Lawyers in the trial of a former Kentucky police officer that's involved in the deadly narcotics raid that left Breonna Taylor dead have returned to court. The attorneys are attempting to narrow down a pool of 48 people to just 12 jurors and three alternates. This is USA Radio News. The federal hate crimes trial continues for Ahmaud Arbery with the story. Here's USA's Ken Burns.
Jurors in Georgia deliberated for 3 hours after closing arguments in the federal hate crimes trial of three white men who killed Ahmaud Arbery. A federal prosecutor told the jury that the men went after Arbery, a black man, out of pent-up racial anger. But defense attorneys argued that Arbery was shot in self-defense and acted suspiciously during prior trips to the neighborhood. The men have already been convicted of murder in state court. Travis McMichael, his father Greg McMichael, and Roddy Bryan were all sentenced to life in prison. Bryan is the only one with the possibility of parole after he served 30 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Better news on the COVID front. The daily average of COVID-19 deaths fell below 2,000 in the United States for the first time in a month at 1,920 virus-related deaths per day. Also, the daily average of COVID-19 cases has fallen to 103,000 per day. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when we had the eviction moratorium during the height of the pandemic, you know, we thought it was going to be short term. We didn't think it was going to be going on for about 16, 18 months. I'm not sure how long it lasted. In some areas, it even lasted longer. And so on one end, it sounded really cool in theory. You're like, oh, great. You know, people who lost their jobs because public officials said they couldn't work and, you know, they had to, that business had to close down. They're not going to get kicked out of their home. And it, in a way, it had to happen in terms of preventing people from getting kicked out. They got kicked out of the jobs. So then, you know, what happens if, you know, how does the government cause their business to get shut down, but then make them live on the street? But my problem with the eviction moratorium was the second they said there's going to be an eviction moratorium or extension of it, they immediately provide funding to the landlord. That didn't happen. The eviction moratorium went into place, but then the landlords were told, stand by, or just eat it. And the landlords are like, wait a second. I live on that rent. If I have people not paying rent and don't have skin in the game, what's going to happen to my property? And we saw just horrific things happening to rental properties, just completely destroyed and graffitied. And so these landlords went a year and a half, no rent, no money coming in. They meanwhile had to still pay on the property, especially if they had a private loan, or they had to do without income. And then now they have a piece of property that got completely destroyed, and then they have to spend and use insurance to, fix. So it started to put the term eviction moratorium a bitter taste in people's mouths, when actually that eviction moratorium was something kind of being promoted by the CDC because it was a public health measure. You don't want people kicked out on the street when they're forced to not have a job. Well, hopefully in the future that never happens, where we don't kick people out of their work, over the virus, and we don't force this to happen. Well, once the eviction moratorium ended, I mean, there was that sigh of relief from people that owned property that could then, because they're like, okay, good, now we could finally get people paying rent. The problem is COVID doesn't seem to go away. And there keeps seeming to be this, well, there's going to be another wave, maybe we might have to consider lockdowns, maybe not. And so landlords who got really beat up bad from the eviction moratorium aren't going to let themselves get beat up as bad. And they're going to try to minimize their losses. And so one report coming out of News 13 in Las Vegas, Nevada, they say fees before keys. And Las Vegas area renters, and mind you, the rental market in Las Vegas is huge. There's apartment complexes everywhere because people are fleeing California and fleeing, a lot of areas where the rent is higher. So they're coming to Vegas, and oh my gosh, it's getting expensive. I was looking at apartments for my kids. They're going to pay themselves because they're, I support myself, they have to support themselves. And oh my gosh, I mean, the cost of what it's astronomical, but it just doesn't stop there with the rent prices. There's fees. And I kind of don't blame the landlords per se. It's just what stinks is, again, it's the tenants. The tenants that ruined it for the landlords punish the tenants that are the good tenants. Not everybody plans on squatting, but there were so many people that used that eviction moratorium, and the eviction moratorium was only, okay, you know what? You'll hold off paying your rent, and then you'll turn around and pay your rent once the moratorium is lifted. How many people had a year and a half rent that as soon as the moratorium was done, say, here you go, here's all this money? Most of them did it. And even though there's going to be court cases and things like that, most of these landlords got screwed. And who's getting screwed now? Future tenants. Because this is kind of what they have to shell out. So News 13 had said that, people are calling it robbery, realtors call it a racket, legal experts say it's unscrupulous, but landlords are saying this is the cost of doing business. And landlords, and I'm not saying I'm in complete defense of the landlords, but there are these landlords want to weed out who could be a future squatter. Like, for example, remember I told you guys I did not apply to Stanford, or I did not apply to a bunch of colleges for college or for medical school, because if I couldn't afford the application fee, I probably wasn't going to be able to afford tuition or even qualify for loans for that tuition. So it weeded people out. Now, we don't want that, because we want people of any income to be able to still get into an apartment. But they're trying to, what the landlords want to do is figure out who's not going to pay rent for 16 months if a moratorium goes back into place. And they also want to recoup some of their losses. So we're being told that there are application fees. Now, when I applied for an apartment, it was touch and go with some of the application fees. But the application fees covered the time they needed to, do background checks, credit checks. If your landlord has to hire somebody to do that, now you would think, well, look, they're getting a six-month lease or a year lease. That should be enough. but it's not anymore, because if they do have somebody that, let's say, is a sex offender or has had prior evictions or other issues, then they're not going to be accepting that person. So some people say that these application fees, $50, $75, are not very unique. That's something that they're seeing. The problem is that some of them are doubly. Some people are saying their application fee is about $150. One said her application fee was $1,000. Said, my daughter and her fiancé spent over $1,000 on application fees alone. Well, that's a lot. So another issue that they're having is the other costs up front. So, you know, one of my friends is thinking about renting. And I said, well, remember, you collect first month, last month's rent, security fee, cleaning fees, things like that. But the average person doesn't have that. I didn't. When I had to take an apartment, when they said we need first and last month's rent, they go, look, I'm living month to month. I mean, with my jobs, because I was working three part-time jobs, I go, look, I am going to be able to pay, but I don't have this extra money up front. And so I couldn't move in to a lot of apartments that asked for that. So one renter said there was a $250 administrative fee. That was to hold the apartment while they checked the credit. Now, why would that happen? Well, these holding fees, these administrative fees, it's because, again, these apartments are going like wildfire. Remember, you have Californians coming, and they had higher rents. And so they will, and they are just snapping up, you know, places to rent. So someone who's a local in Las Vegas that's trying to move, they're kind of competing with that. And so, you know, where our prices are supposed to be a lot smaller. So if they're going to be like, well, let me think about it, they want that reserved. How many times have you tried to buy a car and they say, look, you got to put money down on it? Because otherwise we could be selling it later today. If you want us to hold it, then if you're not buying it now, you got to put some money on it. So I understand, because other industries do that too. So deposits, pet deposit. One renter said after she gets approved, or she got approved, she was told she had to give a deposit of $1,600. My guess is the rent was close to that, because usually with a deposit, it's 1 month's rent. So because of people destroying it, or, you know, the carpet, plumbing, so renters collect at least that much, you know, or 1 month's rent to cover expenses, plus a $500 pet deposit and a $175 administration fee. So that's already over $2,000, and that's not even rent. Then there was pet rent, $74 in pet rent, and then $75 per month to use a refrigerator, washer, and dryer. So she said it was $3,800 before getting keys. So the problem with this is again, I mean, I really blame, this was kind of what happened after the eviction moratorium, because landlords are going to try to collect whatever they can in case they go through that again. 1-877-DOCTELLY, go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a teenager is fighting for his life and actually had to have his legs and fingers amputated. Why? What did he do? What was so risky? What did he, you know, what did he take? What did he? All he did was eat leftovers. That's it. He ate his roommate's leftovers. My guess is the roommate must have had the leftovers out for a while before they put it in the fridge. But the leftovers were improperly stored. As a result, this 19-year-old goes into multiple organ failure, was admitted to the hospital, had both his legs and all of his fingers amputated. He's a Massachusetts college student. He ate rice, chicken, and lo mein from a restaurant. Then he felt abdominal pain. His skin turned a shade of purple because he went into vasculitis and purpura. And then he was admitted to the hospital because he went into shock. He went to multiple organ failure. He also got a rash. And then he started to have trouble breathing, high blood pressure, vomiting. And he really had, you know, normal, I guess he was in good health prior to that. But what he ended up having is meningococcal purpura fulminant disease. So it caused him to actually have stiff neck, nausea, meningitis, which affected the brain, the neck, spinal cord, lining of the spinal cord and brain. He went to respiratory collapse, shock, organ failure. And purpura fulminant is a rare complication that comes with septic shock. This is what he experienced, and sadly, when you go into septic shock and blood flow gets shunted from the extremities to the more important parts of the body, according to a body, the more important parts is heart and brain, you end up losing your legs. You end up losing, you know, your vasculature. It ends up killing the extremities, and then they end up needing to be amputated. Over the course of his hospital stay, his condition worsened. Doctors, he began to go through necrosis, loss of tissue and cells of the extremities, and then he started to have to get those removed, sadly. He also needed a pacemaker for 13 days because his heart wasn't working right. All it was the leftovers weren't stored properly. Remember some kid died because he came home and there was spaghetti on the counter, so he ate it. But that spaghetti was a day and a half old, left outside. They think what happened is the rice and pasta in this case, though, with the case of the college student that's still alive, was B. cereus, called Bacillus cereus. We call it B. cereus. And this Bacillus cereus bacterium has a toxin. And when heated and left out too long, it's pretty potent. In 2019, oh, here we go, a teenager died in his sleep after eating leftover pasta that wasn't refrigerated overnight. The medical team learned that although the Massachusetts student had received his first dose of the meningococcal vaccine, he never received the recommended booster. His roommate also ate the leftover food and vomited, but didn't have life-threatening reactions. So, man, this is horrible. It just, if I was this kid's parent, I would just be freaking out. You know, we take for granted what our immune system can handle and what our stomach can handle. And we eat crap all the time. And we think that the stomach acid is going to kill it all. And that's a defense. The reason why our stomach has such a low pH, pH of 2, and it is so acidic, is because it wants to be able to kill so much of the toxins and the bacteria. But sometimes these bacteria or these toxins can hide, and as the food makes it into the intestine, it will then sadly be able to get into our blood system. So Godspeed, and that just, it's horrible what he went through. Now, I don't know if you guys heard, but last week, a whole slew of infant formulas had to get recalled. Why? Because infants were hospitalized and one might have even died. So a voluntary recall of powder formulas, including Similac, Alimentum, Elicare, manufactured in a Sturgis, Michigan facility owned by Abbott, has had to be recalled after reports of Chronobacter sakazaki, or Salmonella Newport, in infants had consumed the products. We spoke a little bit about it. 3 children were hospitalized, and 1 death is being investigated. Inspections by the FDA found this Chronobacter contamination in several samples. It's unclear if the Salmonella poisoning originated from a product produced by the same facility or not. So the FDA said that they are advising customers not to use recalled Similac, Alimentum, or Elicare powdered infant formulas. And I believe this is like all over. It's not like that, you know, Family Dollar were only 400 stores affected. This is like, I guess, all of them. Now, there are recalled products that can be identified by the 7-to-9-digit code. There's an expiration date. If it expires before April 1, 2022, or the expiration date of April 1, 2022 or later, the first 2 digits of the code are 22 to 37. The code container contains a K8, SH, or Z2. So if in doubt, please look it up. Don't use it. you could be sure that the product is safe. Liquid formulas are supposed to be fine. But if at all you are have any concern, check with a medical provider or try to get a new product. Now, I know it's difficult because for some parents, there's only one product that that baby can use. Then the baby can't tolerate others. And so it's kind of frightening when you have to change a formula. You know, I mean, my kids, I was able to feed them whatever, but whatever formula. I tried to stick with the same kind, but still. But for some where the kids have allergies, it could be pretty serious. So Chronobacter bacteria is a part of the gram-negative enterobacter. And the enterobacter is pretty resilient. They could survive in dry conditions like powdered milk and formula. And how this can kill an infant is it could cause sepsis, blood infection. It could also cause necrotizing enterocolitis. Necrotizing enterocolitis we see in preemies, and it is a horrible bowel infection. And necrotizing, where the bowel is dying because of the infection. It is severe. Also, Chronobacter could cause meningitis, inflammation, or infection of the lining, meninges of the brain and spinal cord. Now, this isn't Abbott's first rodeo. Apparently, last year, there was a wrongful death lawsuit initiated against Abbott because a premature infant got necrotizing enterocolitis, and the parents believe it happened after using Similac. And I don't know whatever eventually happened, if it was proven that it was the Similac or not, but that's pretty scary. Now, Salmonella poisoning is also scary for kids. Salmonella is associated with raw poultry. We could get it from eggs also. But we have had Salmonella outbreaks in cookies, crackers in the past. So Salmonella can also live in dry food environments. That's why we want you to, cook at least your chicken or your eggs or your poultry at least to 165 degrees. I don't like anybody eating raw eggs. I don't think that's safe. You have to wash your kitchen counters, cookware that could have been touched by contaminated foods. So that's paramount. And then Salmonella, like I said, doesn't necessarily need moist environments. One study out of the University of Georgia found Salmonella to survive at least 6 months in cookies and crackers. So symptoms of Salmonella is fever, chills, rash, diarrhea, stomach cramps, usually within 12 to 72 hours after exposure. And then a Salmonella infection could last about 4 to 7 days. Most people will recover without treatment. But when we're talking about an infant, that's serious stuff. So, again, baby formula, recall of Similac, Alimentum, Elicare. Check the FDA website or check Abbott's website, and it'll guide you on what to do to get your money back. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.